Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mickey Spagnola is brought to you by Ford. Ford is the best in Texas. He's at Cowboys camp in Oxnard. Brought to you by Ford, and he's on the buyersafety.com hotline. G-Bag will crosstalk with us coming up at 9:40. Sean and RJ back together again. Mickey Spagnola from California right here, the Godfather on DFW Sports Station. Good morning, Mickey. How was the weekend?
The weekend was really good. And we get one more week here, and then it's coming home on Friday.
Yeah, I see your little television update with Brad Sham on some shore with your windbreakers on and the ocean crashing behind you. Looks.
Hey, I had short sleeves on, okay?
I'm really glad that you guys were able to step 5 feet away from the volleyball courts at this dive bar to go shoot that video.
Yeah. Actually, we were at the end of the Ventura Harbor, by the way. Yes, we were quite a ways away on the beach there.
All right, what happened on the practice fields over the weekend? What jumped out?
Well, I thought a bunch of guys stood out yesterday. I was sort of impressed with Tavon Austin, the fact that he continues to run underneath routes really well, which is going to increase his viability as a deep threat with the speed he has. I thought Dorrance Armstrong, the rookie defensive end, a fourth-round draft choice, was giving the second-team defense offensive line fits yesterday. Kadeem Edwards kind of stepped up against the second defensive line at guard, and they need some help there because with Marcus Martin looking like he's probably done for the season, regardless if he has surgery to repair the torn ligament in his big toe or not. He's looking for a second opinion on that. But after him, they really didn't have hardly any experience at a backup guard. And Joe Looney can't do everything, be the swing guy and then also be the full-time backup guy at guard. So they need somebody to step up. I think it's something when the cuts take place at the end of the offseason, that they got to keep their eyes open. But if he can step up and maybe convince them he can be that guy, then they take care of one problem there. But I think yesterday the hit of practice, if for nothing else, was Randy Gregory, not only in pads and helmet, but taking part in team drills, not just the individual drills and conditioning he had been doing. And to me, regardless of how he played, the fact that he was actually playing football in team drills after being suspended and being gone for as long as he had, I thought was a great upset against what you would have thought when he was going through all that. And then on top of that, as owner Jerry Jones pointed out, you saw some of the skills, the unique pass rush skills that he has. And when they went into the blue period, he actually had a would have been a sack. So I thought maybe that's probably what stood out the most to me over what took place on the weekend.
All right, Mickey, Roy has been working on his 53-man roster all morning long.
Feverishly.
All morning, huh?
Feverish. Well, it took me a couple times to count to 53.
And you don't have to really do it until September 1st, right?
Very true. Very true, which is nice because there aren't a lot of trade downs. And I'd love to hear your thoughts maybe as this goes along about potential trade targets now that all teams are going to cut their teams down to 53 at that time. But I'm debating on a couple different positions, so I'll set you up for one. First, Rico Gathers, in your opinion, makes this team or does not make this team? I have him on my 53-man roster just because I think, A, obviously they can't practice squad him, and B, I don't think there's really any way to sneak him by teams anymore. You've got to make a decision on him this year, yes?
Are you sure you can't practice squad him?
Well, can you?
Do you
can
think
you
he
cut
gets
him
through?
And then,
yeah, that's okay. My question. Right. I mean, I know you can practice squad him, but my assumption is that other teams are now at least familiar enough with Rico Gathers that if you were to cut him, someone would pick him up. Do you agree?
Maybe not. I think at this point he would get their attention. we've seen one preseason game, so let's go a little further. But I must say, in that preseason game, and you probably couldn't see it on television, but there were a couple times he was wide open, and it was down the field, and the quarterback was looking somewhere else, didn't really see him. I don't know if he was the primary target, but he did run some nice routes. So it's going to come down to, you know, how does he block? And as he said yesterday, one catch is great, but if I don't catch another one like that for 2 weeks, then it doesn't mean anything because the coach doesn't like flash players. So I still think the jury's out, but he's at least in the discussion to possibly force them to keep four tight ends.
All right. I like the answer there, Mick. And then my other question is, I'm sort of looking on who to eliminate, cornerback versus, you know, keeping room potentially to add another safety. I know we're all talking about one in particular in Seattle that we would all like, but I would only have three safeties and six corners outside of the four, you know, Byron, Cheeto, J. Lou, A.B. I have Marquez White and Duke Thomas making the roster as well. Do you see them?
Marquez White's going to have to pick it up to force them to keep him on the roster. He's still running, to me, like deep third team. And as for the safety position with Mark Kristen Huff, probably out for a couple weeks here.
Yeah, that's. I thought that kind of killed his chances.
They're going to need to keep their eyes open. And, the problem is right now you can pick up a guy, but by time he gets ready to go, meaning there's 32 teams. You guys help me with the math with 90 guys on each team. That's about 2,800 players.
Yeah, ish.
You're going to get the 2,800 in first. I don't know how much that guy can help you now, so you would have to keep your eyes open when the cuts take place if you think you need another safety. But some other guys will have an opportunity here now in the next three preseason games to be able to step up. But they do. Look, adding ET here is not a question of fitting him on a 53 roster.
Yeah.
It's a matter of fitting them under the salary cap and Seattle taking what you're offering, which isn't a second-round pick.
Well, we talked about then Huff affecting the safety position. Of course, talking to Mickey Spagnuolo here on 105.3 The Fan. The wide receiver position I also believe is being affected by injuries. I only have six on the roster. Lance Lenoir in, Noah Brown and Deontay Thompson both out for me right now, Mickey. Because I just haven't seen anything from the two of them, and I think Lance has done enough in preseason that we've seen to earn a spot on this team. What do you think?
In my books, he's going to force them to keep seven guys. If one of the two guys, well, look, I think Noah Brown's in trouble right now, only because he's been hurt. He hasn't had an opportunity to go out there. And I just think Lance Lenoir is a better young receiving candidate. And I keep reading about, well, yeah, but he blocks well. Well, you know what? I want a receiver that catches well, that can block, not a guy that blocks well and is not a legitimate threat as a receiver. And so far, we haven't seen that from him. So I think he's got a ways to go. And then who was the other guy you were going to get rid of?
Deontay Thompson, who they gave $1 million guaranteed to, but they can save $1.5 million if he's not on the roster to start the year, and they may want to use that to sign some free agent.
I think you may need to go back and look at some tape on him before he got here. Mm-hmm. He's got a sore Achilles, and they're being very conservative with him. So to me, in their minds, it's like, okay, we need you. And if for nothing else, special teams, and they could use that's another speed guy like that to go along with Tavon Austin as a receiver. Just go check out his 109.75-yard missed field goal return last year and how the speed he had to return that for a touchdown in a preseason game. And I think you would at least give pause to cutting him and saying, okay, we're just keeping six receivers. And if it gets to the point where you feel like you can't keep seven, then maybe that's where you look to get a draft pick in a trade, a low round draft pick or one of those conditional draft picks for one of the receivers you think you're going to eliminate from the top seven.
Good stuff, Mickey. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.
I will be here. See ya.
Mickey Spagnola, buyersafety.com hotline from Oxnard. Ben and Skin out there throughout the entire week. You have some travel issues yourself in Chi-Town?
I spent 6 hours.
And first off, Choppy, the solo vacation, very impressive, going out to Gaylord to golf solo.
It was amazing. 10 rounds of golf in 4 days. I played 54 holes in a day.
All right, how's the game?
It was good. It was really, really good. Played really well.
So you have no doubt you could, you know, take it to KT.
So I heard you guys having some conversation about a scramble.
Yeah, no, I mean, I didn't have any conversation.
Okay, look, I will let the Ben and Skin Show play a scramble, I'll just win.
We did have a conversation with it. Yeah. That was while we were in Oxnard. Yeah. They wanted to do a show scramble.
Yeah, I'll let them play a scramble, and I'll just play.
Yeah, but you got to take some of the shots from all the people on the show. I could hit 2 or 3 usable shots
absolutely.
Over 18 holes.
Putts. Putts are great you get 3 looks at a putt versus 1. But no, the game was, I played really well. The weather was perfect. I upgraded myself. It was $90. It was $90. I said, do you want an upgrade to first class on the way out there?
Oh.
And I was like, this is when you get to the airport, right? They give you that offer. And I was like, well, shoot, man, why not?
Okay.
I'll pay it. $90. I'll get to sit first class. It was a 787, a brand new plane. I was sitting backwards.
What?
It was like a sleep pod. I sat backwards and then I looked to my left. I'm like, where's the shade? I'm trying to pull this down. There's a button. It tints so you can lower it and raise it. But I didn't touch it. And then we take off, and all of a sudden it's black.
Mm.
Like it's a self-tinting shade. It was amazing.
Nice.
I stole the blanket, by the way. I still have the blanket.
Mm.
But anyway, I'm coming home.
How many drinks?
It was a 5 a.m. flight. I wasn't drinking on that one.
Oh, well, then there's no
I got
point.
A meal.
There's
I
no,
got a meal.
There's no point out to get first class.
I got a
the
meal.
Alcohol.
Well, wait, what was the first class meal?
It was an omelet.
Okay.
Pretty good. And a bagel.
Like maybe Eggs Benedict?
Yeah.
I'd be okay. Yeah, now we're talking, but you got a
$90 omelet.
You got something.
Tent.
I got a Waffle House.
I got to sleep, too.
Okay.
And I'm not usually a good plane sleeper.
All right.
But coming home, you know, I connected to O'Hare. Well, I get there, and it's starting to rain a little bit. I had a little bit of a layover, but then I see that the layover is now extended by, 4 hours.
4 hours?
So I had a 6-hour layover in O'Hare.
Gosh.
And I go there and I eat at that Cubs restaurant. We ate at the Cubs restaurant one time. So that was $50 with drinks. Then I go and I need a charger for my phone because mine was checked in luggage and I was running low.
Oh.
And that was $40.
Oh.
And then I got something for the kids and that was $60. I spent $150 in 8 minutes.
Now, what did you have for lunch? The Anthony Risotto?
No, he had cold slaw.
Hamill's
joke.
I had a hamburger with Madden cow disease. Yeah, no. I had that.
Gosh.
So
Madden cow disease.
I'm sitting in the airport, and I notice that just about everyone's wearing pajamas, which that's the new airport.
Oh, my gosh. This
outfit.
Girl in Walmart yesterday had a onesie on.
Yeah. A onesie?
Yeah.
That's the look now.
Dude, there was this train wreck of a girl
at my gate.
She's a train wreck, dude. She had a backpack on the front. It was a frontal backpack.
Oh.
It had one of those black paper clips, clipping her stuff together because her zipper broke because she overfilled it too much.
Mm.
What did she overfill it with, you ask? Little airplane bottles of Fireball. She sits down, her plane's delayed, and she starts taking them out and just chugging them one by one. She must have had 15 of them.
Don't judge her.
It was amazing. I have never seen a machine like this.
She
before.
Is on her way to Saints camp right now. She's just trying to loosen up.
So I tried to go to this wine bar. It closed at 9.
Oh,
every bar in the terminal closed at 9 o'clock.
That's a nightmare.
That's a nightmare. My flight took off at midnight. Huh? My flight wound up taking off at midnight.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
So you couldn't drink in there.
I ordered a bottle at 8:58.
A bottle of liquor.
I got there at 8:58.
Jeez.
At 8:58, I got to the wine bar.
Give me the whole Tanqueray.
And they're like, it's already last call. And I said, it was a wine bar. I said, it's already last call. And I said, well, what time did you close? He goes, 9 o'clock. And I said, well, it's 8:58.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I can't give it to you. I was like, well, yes, you can. It's 8:58. Last call's
tonight. You got to fight that fight. Oh, so you just got a bottle of wine.
So I said, just give me a bottle. Oh. Give me your house Malbec or Malbec, whatever it is.
Great call.
Give me that thing from Argentina, and I'll take it here.
How about a Mums?
Well done. You got the whole bottle.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.